ENF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Amanda with an article written by Tina. Here at the Talking Newspaper, we often remind you to pop your return wallet into a postbox and not to hand it in at the post office, don't we? Well, this has led me to seek out the history of those oh-so-useful postboxes. A little over 20 years ago, a Royal Mail postbox was located within half a mile of over 98% of the UK population. So just how many postboxes are there? I will leave you to think about that for now, answering the question at the end of this piece. The first use of pillar boxes, as they were originally called, was in St Helier in the Channel Islands. A notice to the public in the Jersey Times of November 1852 said, from November 23rd, in four locations, correspondence would be cleared daily, except Sundays, at 6 a.m. and noon. The public were reassured that letters deposited in these boxes would be treated in the same manner as if posted at a receiving post office. Back in 1840, the introduction of the penny post opened up the postal system to much of the population, yet letters generally still needed to be taken to the nearest receiving office. The advent of prepayment stamps led to a growing demand for convenient places to deposit a letter. It was the novelist Anthony Trollope, a GPO official, who was tasked with providing a solution. He adopted the continental system of roadside cast-iron pillar boxes, with regular collections in Jersey in 1852, and then extended the system to the mainland in 1853. By 1900, over 33,500 postboxes existed throughout the British Empire. Since their Victorian beginnings, boxes have usually carried the insignia or cipher of the monarch reigning at the time. More than 60% of current postboxes carry the ER2 mark of the late Queen, or a Scottish crown. About 15% originate from the reign of George V. A smaller number remain carrying the insignia of Queen Victoria, George VI, Edward VII, and there are even some with the cipher of Edward VIII, who abdicated in 1936 before he was formally crowned. Early postboxes varied in size and style. Some of the originals were hexagonal in shape. From 1857, a wall box type style was developed to fix to existing walls. In 1859, an improved cylindrical design of pillar box was created for standard use nationwide. This design had its posting aperture positioned beneath a cap for greater protection from rainwater. Further new designs soon followed, so in 1866 the post office asked J.W. Penfold to create a standard design. This was the popular and elegant hexagonal Penfold box with the design of acanthus leaves. It is thought that only about 20 original Penfold boxes still exist, with 8 of these in just one town, in Cheltenham. The standard design was updated again in 1879, and the style continued to evolve, with rectangular boxes appearing in 1968 and 1974, whilst a distinctly modern cylindrical version has been in use from 1980. Altogether, there are around 200 styles of letterbox in use today. So when you next pop your Talking Newspaper wallet into your postbox, you might wish to examine it by touch to determine which category it fits into. In 1972, the government recognised the need to preserve some rare early pillar boxes. Historic England lists post boxes within their street furniture on the National Heritage List for England. The factors determining heritage credentials are age, rarity, and historic or townscape value, and many local authorities list post boxes as buildings of local interest. All Royal Mail postboxes are painted in standard red and black. Only for genuine historical reasons are other colours permitted, such as bronze green for some early boxes, light blue for some airmail boxes, and the 110 boxes painted gold in celebration of the London 2012 British Olympic and Paralympic champions. And as to how many there are in the UK currently, there are 115,500 today, with over 85,000 in England, according to Royal Mail.